Siempre hay una constante, la historia siente vergüenza. Siempre antes de acostarse, la política y la guerra tienen algo en común, la verdad la cuentan los mismos y el objetivo eres tú.
Siempre faltó la mitad, miro atrás y no están las que estaban siempre al lado, las que siempre faltarán. Mujeres que hicieron historia, mujeres murieron sin gloria. Buscar referentes en libros, en la escuela no tienen memoria. Hagan este de Tesalia, la llamaron bruja por predecir eclipses, por conocer la luna. Ada Lovelace, matemática y visionaria, trabajó con los números y los puso en una máquina.
Lynn Margulis habló sobre la evolución. Chin Shi fue una pirata que comandó una legión. Pamela Linton Travels voló en paraguas contra griegos, romanos y egipcios. Estaba Cleopatra. J.K. Rowling se llama Joan, pero vendió más al esconder su nombre real, como otras atrás que no se atrevieron a firmar por miedo a la hoguera. La iglesia, el Estado, la prensa, miedo que tiene cualquiera.
Miedo que tiene cualquiera.
Ella siempre estuvo en guerra. Que no sepamos de ellas no quiere decir que no existan. Venga, Batman, una compositora renacentista.
Julia Hermosilla casi no libra de Franco en dos ocasiones. Quiere una plaza, una avenida con su fucking nombre. Dolores Ibárruri gritó, no pasarán. Hoy tú gritas lo mismo contra los mismos, pero de frente vencerá.
Gritando de las cosas, yo solo repito, su lucha fue hermosa, su lucha fue hermosa, su lucha fue hermosa.
Neta, Jane, Billy Holiday, Dani, Joplin, Edith Piaf, hoy me ayudan a cantar. Violeta Parra, Mercedes Sosa, Chabela Vargas, con ternura y rabia en la garganta. Por mis ancestras, por mis abuelas, por las poetas olvidadas, por todas las nuestras. Les mando fuerza de vuelta, por mí, por mis compañeras, tan feministas y anti todo construimos la revuelta.
Liebe Shirin, weiß nicht, ob du deine DMs liest, aber dachte, Instagram erreicht dich schneller als ein Brief. Ich bin 14, hör seit einem Jahr deine Musik und finde 90, 60, 111 ist dein bestes Lied. Deutscher Rap ist mir meist viel zu aggressiv. Neben deinem Album höre ich nur das der Black Eyed Peas. Leb bei meiner Mutter, seit mein Vater uns verließ. Deswegen weiß ich, was du meinst, wenn du fragst, ob ich mit dir flieg. Seh, du erntest viel Kritik, find, dass du sie nicht verdienst. Welcher Mann wird kritisiert für große weißer Arsch in enger Jeans. Mein Onkel sagt, die Haare blond färben wär nicht okay. Doch gleichzeitig trägt er ein Toupet. Disney-Prinzessin, der Grund, warum ich mich für meine Nase schäm. Noch 4 Jahre, dann zum Doktor, ich war schon auf die OP. Hoffe, du gehst nächstes Jahr mal auf Tournee. Lieb dein Song Xavier, doch dass er offline ist, kann ich verstehen.
Die haben mich überhört, bekamen nie ein Wort mit. Sagten mir, benimm dich und halte dich an die Vorschrift. Plötzlich tut jeder so, als ob er um mich besorgt ist. Und alles dank dir, mein schlechtes Vorbild. Die haben mich überhört, bekamen nie ein Wort mit. Sagten mir, benimm dich und halte dich an die Vorschrift. Plötzlich tut jeder so, als ob er um mich besorgt ist. Und alles dank dir, mein schlechtes Vorbild.
Meine Mutter versteht kein Englisch. Was sind Bad Bitches? Sag ihr sowas inexistent, sie selbstbestimmt ist. Mein Sportlehrer sagt, deine Texte wären sexistisch. Doch beim Handstand mein Arsch berühren, findet er echt witzig. Die tun all, als hättest du mich in meinem Herz vergiftet. Doch sind selbst der Grund, warum ich so genervt am Mittagstisch sitz. Leb in der Kleinstadt, jeden Tag Monotonie. Die Jungs in der Klasse machen Witze voll Homophobie. Nenn mich eine Hure, kaum zeig ich zu viel Haut. Deswegen hör ich auf dem Nachhauseweg immer Hose up, G's down. Weiß, wie man sich schminkt und teure Mode anzieht. Auch ohne Shirin David, die mit der Provokation spielt. Kein Wunder, dass ich in meinem jungen Alter zu dir aufschau. Denn was ich sonst lerne, ist nur das Verhalten einer Hausfrau. Hoffe, diese Nachricht geht nicht in deinem Postfach unter. Denn schreibst du mir zurück, würde mein allergrößter Wunsch wahr.
Die haben mich überhört, bekamen nie ein Wort mit. Sagten mir, benimm dich und halte dich an die Vorschrift. Plötzlich tut jeder so, als ob er um mich besorgt ist. Und alles dank dir, mein schlechtes Vorbild. Die haben mich überhört, bekamen nie ein Wort mit. Sagten mir, benimm dich und halte dich an die Vorschrift. Plötzlich tut jeder so, als ob er um mich besorgt ist. Und alles dank dir, mein schlechtes Vorbild.
Seid live beim Sender DP All Radio, yeah, aha, yeah, woo, bleib auf dem Sender, Dicker, ah,
mach Platz,
bin am Spitten ohne Punkt und Komma, das Leben zieht an mir vorbei und ich krieg einen Kollaps, jeden Tag viel zu high, doch ich komme voran, Rückschläge treffen jeden, doch gibt immer Konter. Alles, was du willst, ist nicht immer, was du brauchst. Und nur weil du es hast, heißt es nicht, dass es was taugt. Alles, was du brauchst, ist uns Gott sei Dank gegeben. Denn was wir manchmal wollen, verkürzt uns so das Leben. Mach mein Ding, Rap flexibel, zu Hause die Booth. Deutscher Rap, ein Theater, der Vorhang geht zu. Es gibt keinen Applaus, keine Standing Ovation. Solange ihr nicht lebt für die Drums und die Snares und die ganze Creation. Push one to nation, Cypher wird bunter. Fake Rap und Hater sind Filios da Puta. Punchlines für Umsatz, spar meine Lahn. Tagebuch getarnt, denn niemand kann mir sagen. Erzähl mir nichts von Hustlen, jeden Tag hab ich Struggle für die Mucke, Digga, niemand kann mir sagen. Für kein Geld der Welt würde ich lassen, weil du feierst, was ich mache, Digga, niemand kann mir sagen. Bin ständig in Bewegung unterwegs, für die Mucke lass mich schreiben, Digga, niemand kann mir sagen. Hab vieles schon erlebt und gesehen, also geh mir aus dem Weg, Digga, niemand kann mir sagen. Tatendrang, Kreativität, meine Credibility ist das, wofür ich lebe. Pfeile wie verbissen an der Individualität. Was für Style mal kopieren? Die P ist Rarität. Biete beste Qualität oder ist es Disziplin? Crash den Beat, Rap ist meine Energie. Was für Ziehen? Mir bewusst, viel Genuss, harte Arbeit zahlt sich aus. Tag ein und Tag aus, Rap mein Mann, ich die Braut. Hustle härter als der Rest, Erfolg ist kein Geschenk. Mach Platz wie gewohnt, direkt aus 5-3. Bin weit überlegen in Kategorien. Misch ich mir die Komponenten zusammen, den meisten von euch hab ich lange verdient. Jeder will haben, keiner will teilen. Überleben, übernehmen. Alle wollen einfach überleben, übernehmen.
Niemand kann mir sagen. Erzähl mir nichts von Hustlen. Jeden Tag hab ich Struggle für die Mucke, Digga. Niemand kann mir sagen. Für kein Geld der Welt würde ich's lassen, weil du feierst, was ich mache, Digga. Niemand kann mir sagen. Bin ständig in Bewegung unterwegs. Für die Mucke lass mich streiten, Digga. Niemand kann mir sagen. Hab vieles schon erlebt und gesehen. Also geh mir aus dem Weg, Digga. Niemand kann mir sagen.
Radio Laura. I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
Bird.
The music called jazz.
Stomp.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce... DJ!
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat. Ouch!
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Laura.
Get funky.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here, and like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, of course, Radio Laura, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch, and then you can listen to web radio. Click on the web radio and listen to me right now. Due to COVID-19, we are still doing our at-home edition. I think actually there is some work on the radio, but for me, it's still at-home edition. And even though this year was very, very strange, finally, I actually have a festival to bring to the listeners of my radio. Today, in Give Me a Beat, I will be reviewing a Zurich Film Festival, the festival that I actually love attending. It's the only movie festival I review, but this is because it's very convenient. It's in Zurich, and also because the choice of movies is phenomenal. This year, we actually had lots of rules to follow. Obviously, due to the COVID-19, we had to watch movie in a secure manner. So there were always spaces between the places in the cinemas. We had to wear masks. All of that, to be honest, it felt comfortable and kind of aligned with what is going on. But at the same time, it was such a miracle to have a chance to actually go to the cinema and watch the movies, either for me during a press screening or during the regular screening, that I was just so excited to be out there and to watch all these movies. And frankly speaking, the choice of movies didn't disappoint. This year, like in previous years, we could see so many great movies. The amount of people attending the festival was almost a half than previously. But the reason for that was actually that, you know, because of all these spaces between the seats, the movie theaters couldn't be really full. So all in all, the amount of visitors, which was around 67,000, was somehow in pair with what was happening last year, when there was 119,000 visitors, an overall festival. Most importantly, though, the amount of movies that was screened was still impressive. There were 175 films that were screened during the festival. There were 23 world premieres, comparing to 2019, where there were 11. So all in all, it was, you know, even without these numbers, I can tell you it really felt good to be back to the festival. And since for me, anyways, the award shows and events are not really very important, I usually go to the Zurich Film Festival to watch movies. And most pleasurable moment for me is when the lights are down and I'm sitting in a dark cinema watching the movie. For me, this was really a really great experience. One thing that changed a bit due to all the security rules, some of the cinemas were not hosting the movies this year. I was really missing Riff Raff because I really love that cinema. But yeah, this will be back next year. Regardless, I had to find a way to run around the festival and catch all the movies that I've seen. And I've seen loads of movies this year, as usual. I haven't reviewed all of the movies, but most of them, because there was really, really loads that I've seen. But I did review highlights movies, the movies that I really like. There was about 11 of them. And in tonight's show, I will give you a bit of a view of few of them. Of course, with Gimme a Beat, I'm exploring the female factor of the festival, which is really easy with the Zurich Film Festival because of all the tags that they were using. So all of the new movies that I reviewed and all of the highlights are following the pattern of either being done by the female directors or the topic is covering the female life. And in many cases, it's following the both hashtags, both topics, female life and female director. In tonight's show, I will be focusing on two movies. First one is Binti. This is the movie directed and written by Frédéric Migon. I had a chance to get together with Frédéric and ask her some questions. So I will be playing an interview. I will be playing the music from the soundtrack of the movie, which is also really, really cool. I will not play the whole soundtrack, but parts of it. And then I asked also Frédéric to choose five songs sang by a female artist. This is something that I usually do when I interview musicians or directors and actors. And in this case, I thought it would be quite interesting. So I will play that music as well. The movie Binti was included in a kids selection of the festival, and Frédéric was present also during Q&A session, which was really interesting. And our interview was very spontaneous. We were actually walking from one location to another and just talking while I was recording it. Binti is a really cool movie. I would really recommend to see it. Binti is a 12-year-old girl, a YouTube presenter with a Congolese background that has 1,000 subscribers. She's dreaming about becoming famous, and what starts with a very cute story turned a bit darker when we realize that Binti is also an illegal immigrant and that together with her dad, in the beginning of the movie, she is on the run. What I really like about this movie is that Frédéric managed to make a joyful, happy movie, very entertaining, while covering a very important topic and without losing the sense of seriousness, but still keeping it light and somehow aligned with Binti's personality. And because this topic was actually made and presented in a way that is understandable for a young audience, you can actually take your children or your niece or anyone younger with you and watch it together. You can also read the full review on Facebook page, Give Me a Beat. Of course, this is one of my highlights, and I will be sharing the link of the reviews, of all the reviews that I did, as well as the highlights, so you can get a bit more details and decide if this is something you would be interested in seeing. The only thing I can do is either recommend or not recommend the movie, depending on my personal choice. In a second part of tonight's show, I will be actually focusing on another movie. This movie has two names. It's a Danish movie called Wildland, Cod and Blood. And I had a chance to get together with Jeanette Nordahl, the director, as well as Sandra Gulberg-Kamp, the leading role. They were present actually in a Q&A session, and I spontaneously caught them, and we had a chance to have a quick interview. We did it actually on the entrance of the Art House Piccadilly Cinema. I had to clean a little bit of the sound because of all the sounds around, but nevertheless you will get the idea about director and the leading role through the interview. And of course the movie is something again that I would recommend. It is one of my highlights. It's a very interesting story about a girl, a 17-year-old girl, that after the accident that killed her mother, gets to live with her extended family that she never met before. It turned out that this family is actually involved in a bit of an illegal business, and everything starts getting dangerous, and some choices are made in a movie that are very interesting. As well as watching the family dynamics in the movie. So I will start first with Binti. I will play the part of the interview and few songs and come back in the show to just remind you of some other highlights that I've seen on the Zurich Film Festival.
Baby, I can't lie, you got me high and I'm sober today. Don't you ever, ever leave me by myself again. I couldn't bear the pain, I need you for myself, my friend. I don't wanna be forgotten by you. We the dream team, you can't leave me hanging in the blue, yeah. Say my name, baby. I know you want it, don't deny, I know you miss me, baby. Cause it's been a while since I felt butterflies, reminiscing about the good times we used to be so fly, The question is, would you miss me when I'm gone? Yeah, the truth is I can't be waiting for too long,
When I'm gone, The truth is I can't be waiting for too long, yeah. The question is, would you miss me when I'm gone,
The truth is I can't be waiting for too long, yeah. Me and you against the world was the vision, baby. I can't lie, you got me high and I'm sober today. Me and you against the world was the vision, baby. I can't lie, you got me high and I'm sober.
Cause I'm a big, big girl in a big, big world with a lot of stuff. And sometimes I'm lost, but I don't wanna be forgotten. Cause I'm a big, big girl in a big, big world with a lot of stuff. And sometimes I'm lost, but I don't wanna be forgotten.
Forgotten.
No, no, no.
I don't wanna be forgotten.
No, 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 no.
blocks, but I don't wanna be big, big girl in a big, big girl in a big, big girl in a big, big world.
So, this is your first feature film, but you actually did some short movies and videos. And I also saw that you are not just a writer and director, but also an actor. So how did you got into the films? And how did you choose to actually become a director?
Yeah, I originally trained as an actor because that's what I wanted to do when I was a little girl.
Okay.
I think that's because as a little girl, you don't necessarily know what a director does, and you know what an actor does. So I think you just want to be an actor because it's much more visible, right?
Yes. That's why actually this, what you did right now, is super important, where you stepped in front of the kids and said, I did this movie. It gives actually a director.
Exactly.
In the point, right?
Exactly. I don't think I knew what directing was at all as a child, because I don't think I ever went to a screening like that where they then explain. And then that was a childhood dream, I guess, that I chased very actively. In that sense, Binti is a little bit, character-wise, a little bit like myself, in the sense that I very, very actively chased my childhood dreams, and I went on to study acting. Mm-hmm. And then I think in trying to get professional, I realized that acting was not... I don't think I'm a bad actor, but there's just other people that do it better. And I had started realizing that writing and directing gave me the same kind of emotional fulfillment, because I guess what I do it for is this, the power of story and human emotion and stuff. What fascinates me about filmmaking and acting and storytelling in general is, I guess, the sort of quest to understand humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You try to figure out why people do what they do, and you